Can I tell you about the slave kids that Matt and Parthena lost? Yes, I just please. Would like to tell you that.
Yes, please.
It's James Fowler Rushing was an abolitionist. He's a Union soldier. Came to Mammoth Cave. And you can keep that. Yes, okay. It's kind of heartbreaking, but it's true. I heard about it when I was a kid, but we're able to document it. That he heard about Parthena and Madison losing those children. Daddy said that his father told him that the slave buyer crossed the Green River from Brownsville. And ever how it was, the agreement typically in Kentucky was the owner of the mother had the right to sell the children. See, Matt and Parthena jumped the broomstick in 1841 and had four children. Well, the owner of the mother, we were told, could sell the children at will. So Thomas and two lovely girls were sold. Old folks told me that those girls had the beauty of Halle Berry. And a James Fowler Rushing comes to Mammoth Cave and he says, Matt, I hear that you lose those children. He says, it seems that when you coloreds lose children, it doesn't seem to hurt, they say. And Matt makes it very clear. He says, oh no, Captain, don't you believe that. He says, colored people have feelings too. He says, now I'm a man and I can't take such things. He says, but the old woman, she'd been going around kind of crazy like all day. And, you know, she went into a depression. They say she laid in the bed all summer, not able to eat or sleep or feed herself. And this talks about it. And this came from a letter that was found in recent years, but my dad told me about this. And he says in the letter, he says, you know, we're getting older now. And I guess they were leased to the Doyles. You know, there's a white Doyle family down there. And I've actually been a co-worker with the Ronnie Doyle, fine fella. But what's amazing is that at one time, his ancestors probably held my ancestors in bondage. But you know, the difference in the time is I get to go in the cave with him and we're the very best of friends. We do the same thing. I don't have to worry about being in bondage. He can't help that his family once held presence over my family. So we're satisfied that this Master Doll that Madison is talking about, he says, you know, we're getting older now. Master Doll don't bother us too much. He says, we've got a nice cabin with plenty of furniture. He says, the old woman, she kind of lost her mind and she went back. I'm not sure what that means. He says, we got plenty of furniture in the cabin, but he says, but only if we had their children back. Can you imagine what he must have felt? Sometimes it breaks my heart. I wonder, how did he feel on his last day, some of them children he never saw again? But then we got a letter in recently per Joy Lines, and it suggests that he was able to get some of those children back. Now, I haven't started my research on it, but it sounds like one of those daughters were recovered by something that someone had researched at Western Kentucky University. I can only tell you that folks in my family say that when those children were led away, they were never seen again. And my daddy told me that his father told him that Thomas wound up in Memphis, Tennessee. It came back after the Civil War that he was sold in Memphis, Tennessee. But we don't know. We don't know what became of him. I often wonder when I'm at an airport or a train station or in a gas station or an interstate taking a break, is there a chance, like a lot of American people, is there someone I saw today that I'm kin to that I can never know?
That you can never know.
I can never know.